From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Continued violence in Israel. Israelis shot four Palestinians, killing at least three whom they said had attacked them with knives on Saturday in Jerusalem and the West Bank city of Hebron, the latest in a month of violent confrontations. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
This Palestinian man on the street says the stabbings are a natural response to Israel trying to take over the Al-Aqsa compound. Israel categorically denies any attempt to change the status quo at the disputed holy place, government spokesman Mark Regev.
Let's be clear here. This violence is rooted in an irrational hatred. Those mendacious allegations out there that somehow there's a threat to the Muslim holy sites on the Temple Mount. Now, this is baseless. This is ridiculous.
Palestinians say the unrest will continue until Israel ends its occupation of East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza Strip. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Thousands of migrants surged into tiny Slovenia Saturday as an alternative route opened in Europe for them after Hungary sealed its border for their free flow, adding another hurdle in their frantic flight from wars and poverty toward what they hope is a better life in Western Europe. The closure of Hungary's border with Croatia early Saturday caused the redirection of thousands, including women and small children, soaked in cold rain further west toward Croatia's border with Slovenia. The small European Union members state has limited capacity to process large numbers wishing to head toward richer European Union countries such as Germany, Austria, or Sweden. This is VOA News. An airstrike has killed a top al-Qaeda commander and two other fighters in Syria, according to activists, but it wasn't immediately clear whether it was carried out by the U.S.-led coalition or Russian warplanes. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Russian Rights said Abdul Mohsen Abdallah Ibrahim al-Charek, a Saudi better known as Sanafi al-Nasser, was killed Thursday in an airstrike near the northern Syrian town of Dana, along with another Saudi and a Moroccan member of al-Qaeda's local affiliate known as the Nusra Front. The observatory's chief said it was not clear if al-Charek was killed by a U.S. or Russian warplane. A U.S. official said an American drone did target and struck al-Charek, but the U.S. was waiting for confirmation that he was actually killed in the attack. The stability of the world is directly linked to climate change and its impact on food security for billions of people. That, according to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. In a speech to the Milan Expo today in Italy, Kerry argued that unrest tied to climate change-induced agricultural failure poses an international threat.
Feeding the world, which is the most basic job that we have, is going to become an even more elusive goal than it is today, unless we take action. Now, make no mistake, the implications of this extend well beyond just hunger. This isn't only about food security. It's about global security, period.
Kerry's call comes ahead of the UN's conference in November aimed at securing a pact on greenhouse gases that would limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial times. The Milan Expo, where Kerry spoke in Italy, is focused on food security, and Kerry urged attendees to act quickly against climate change. A powerful, slow-moving typhoon is swirling toward the Philippines, raising the threat of torrential rain and possibly catastrophic flooding on the main island of Luzon. Forecasters predict Typhoon Kapu will make landfall early Sunday and could stall once it arrives, dumping as much as 600 millimeters of rain over the next several days. As of midday Saturday, the storm had sustained winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour and was expected to continue strengthening before hitting the country. A senior Chinese general vowed Saturday that China's man-made islands in the South China Sea will not impact freedom of navigation, but instead were meant to aid shipping through the disputed waterway. General Fang Chenglong, a vice chairman in China's powerful Central Military Commission, made the comments at a regional forum in the Chinese capital. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.